Al Jazeera Podcasts.
It's been 1 year since Sudan plunged into a devastating conflict. More than 30,000 people have been killed and 11 million have fled their homes because of fighting between the army and the paramilitary rapid support forces. It's also pushed millions to the brink of famine. Dalia Mohamed Abdelmonaim is a Sudanese activist who fled the country shortly after fighting began. She says the catastrophe continues to worsen.
We have no one left in Khartoum from my father's side. We're all over the place. We came to Egypt simply because of the proximity to Sudan, you know, the historical ties between the two countries, the cultural ties as well, the language. And I used to live in Egypt, so there's a sense of familiarity of being here. It's very difficult emotionally and, you know, mentally. You have to accept the fact that you are a guest in another country, and you have to navigate, you know, the nuances of every country the country that you're in. And it's not easy because from being a homeowner in Sudan to being a tenant here, you know, there's a lot of difficulties you face. You know, our income has been severely hampered and impacted by the war. So we have to, you know, reassess everything. And I'm luckier than a lot of other Sudanese in Cairo or elsewhere. And so if I'm facing difficulties, I can't begin to imagine how much worse it is for the others.
In other world news, Iran's war cabinet is holding another meeting to discuss the Iranian attack over the weekend. The cabinet is reportedly in favor of a retaliation, the Israeli cabinet, that is, but remains divided over the timing and scale of the response. New video released by Israel's army shows what it says is the damage to one of its air bases after Iran's attack. The barrage of drones and missiles left a large hole in the ground at the Nevatim air base in southern Israel. Iran says its attack on Israel was a legitimate action under the UN Charter in response to the strike on its consulate in Damascus 2 weeks ago. The Iranian Foreign Ministry spokesman made the comment at his weekly news briefing and urged Western nations to, quote, appreciate Iran's restraint. On the streets of Tehran, some people celebrated the attack while others joined long queues at petrol stations worried about what comes next.
Coming up on The Take, Iran attacks Israel for the first time. What happened? That's The Take from Al Jazeera. Find it wherever you get your podcasts.